Chapter 11. The Hurricane Gate. It was time for the Aldens to go back home to Greenfield.
"It seems as if we just got here," said Violet. "Time went so fast."
Mrs. Ashley patted Violet's shoulder. "Hard work and solving mysteries makes time go extra fast," she said.
"We didn't finish all the work," said Henry, looking around, "and that last big storm didn't help."
Diana, who was repairing one of the front window shutters, said,
"Don't worry, I can take care of the rest."
"We don't have to leave right this minute, do we?"
asked Benny.
"No, Benny," Grandfather told him. "Not until after lunch."
"And you'll be back, Benny, won't you? For the special exhibit in the museum? The Pirate's Gate is going to be the main attraction. I expect the newspaper will even want to interview you again," said Mrs. Ashley.
"Okay," said Benny.
He added,
"Will we have our picture in the paper again, too?"
Everyone laughed.
"Maybe," said Mrs. Ashley.
All four Alden children, and Watch, too, had had their picture in the newspaper along with Mrs. Ashley. Beneath the picture was the story with the headline, "The Secret of the Pirate's Gate." Mrs. Ashley had donated the gate to the museum, along with the papers that she and the Aldens had finally gotten organized. The story had told all about how Henry, Jesse, Violet, Benny, and Watch had figured out the secret. It had even mentioned Diana's name because she was the one who'd first told them about the Golden Gate Bridge. And there had been a whole separate article about Mr. Ferrier, since he'd known the secret too, and since he was an expert on cast iron and wrought iron work. But the story hadn't said anything about Jackie and Mike. Mrs. Ashley understood that Jackie was desperate for money, so she hadn't called the police. But she had warned them that if anything else at all suspicious ever happened again, she would. They hadn't seen Jackie or Mike since then. But another, more recent article in the newspaper had been about how Hoofbeats of History was for sale because the owners were moving. Neither Jackie nor Mike's picture had been included with the article. Again and again, Mrs. Ashley looked at her watch, then down the street.
"Are you expecting someone?" asked Jesse.
Just then, a car pulled up out front. Forrest Ashley got out. He was holding a big box.
"I thought I'd come to lunch," he said.
He held up the box.
"And I brought desserts. Chocolates from a wonderful store in Charleston."
"Oh, chocolate is my favorite thing," said Benny.
He thought for a moment and said,
"Well, one of my favorite things."
Watch wagged his tail. Benny looked down at him.
"No, Watch," he said. "Chocolate is not one of your favorite things. Chocolate is very bad for dogs, remember? You like dog biscuits."
Forrest came up the walk and stopped at the foot of the steps. He looked up at the Aldens and Diana and his mother. Today, he wasn't wearing a suit and tie. He was wearing jeans and an old shirt, and he didn't look so much like a banker.
"But aren't you supposed to be at work, dear?" Mrs. Ashley said. "Shouldn't you be wearing your suit?"
"I'm taking a little time off," said Forrest. "Thinking of making some changes."
He smiled up at his mother.
"I was wondering if you would let me stay here for a while. I used to have so much fun on this island when I was a kid."
"Of course, as long as you don't start talking to me about selling it," said Mrs. Ashley.
Forrest shook his head.
"I was wrong. You have good friends and good neighbors, and you have a family. Even if a hurricane does blow this house away, it can't change that, and that's what's important."
Ellen Ashley nodded.
"Yes," she said. "I've always known that. I'm glad you see it now, too."
Diana slapped the side of the house affectionately, and they all jumped a little. They had forgotten Diana was there, working on the house.
"This old house is solid as a rock," she said. "It'll take more than a hurricane to flatten it."
"Oh, I forgot to introduce you. Diana, this is my son, Forrest."
"Forrest, Diana Shelby. She's a carpenter, and a neighbor, and a friend, who's helping me fix my house," said Mrs. Ashley.
"A carpenter? Now that's an interesting job," said Forrest.
He went up to Diana and held out his hand. He smiled at her, she smiled back, and they shook hands.
"You should buy the Hoofbeats of History tour business,"
said Benny loudly.
That's really interesting.
Forrest turned. Now there's an idea, he said. I know lots about Charleston history, since my family is part of it. I'd like to have my own business, but I'm not very handy around barns and carriages and horses.
You could get a partner, said Violet.
Forrest looked back at Diana. That would be a good idea, he said, smiling at her again. A very good idea.
Isn't it time for lunch?
Asked Benny. A horn honked. Mr. Ferrier's red truck pulled up behind Forrest's car. Oh, good, said Mrs. Ashley. That's who I was waiting for. She went down the steps and along the front walk to meet the blacksmith, motioning for everyone to follow. Smiling, Mr. Ferrier opened the back of his truck and lifted something out.
The pirate's gate? Said Jessie. But I thought you gave it to the museum.
No, no, said Mr. Ferrier. Wait and see. He carried the gate to the hinges on the fence and hung it carefully in place. Then he stepped back and motioned toward it with a flourish.
A new gate, said Violet. It's like the old one, but look.
They all leaned forward to peer at the ship that was part of the design. This ship was being tossed on big waves of wrought iron beneath what looked like clouds. Beneath the ship was the figure of an old-fashioned key.
It's a ship in a hurricane, said Henry. But what does the key mean?
It means that the gate was key to the mystery, and you solved it, said Mr. Ferrier.
Well, you did, too, said Violet.
I discovered it, said Mr. Ferrier. But if you hadn't figured it out when you did, that gate might have been stolen forever.
Did you sign it? Asked Mrs. Ashley.
Mr. Ferrier pointed. Down near the bottom, on the back of the gate, his initials and mark were stamped into the gate, along with the date.
It's a beautiful gate, said Mrs. Ashley.
Now may we have lunch?
Asked Benny. Of course, said Mrs. Ashley, as everybody laughed. Let's all go inside and have lunch and chocolates, and celebrate friends and family and mysteries solved, and the new gate, the Hurricane Mystery Gate.
We hope you've enjoyed The Hurricane Mystery, an Oasis Audio production. Text copyright 1996 by Albert Whitman & Company. Production copyright 2015 by Oasis Audio. Under arrangement with Albert Whitman & Company, Oasis Audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold and on our website, oasisaudio.com.